到新约，新约使徒行传第十二章。十二章，我们要从第一节读到第十七节，这是我们今天早上郭牧师要带领我们来思想的这段经文。使徒行传第十二章一到十七节，找到了，请听我念。使徒行传十二章第一节，那时希律王下手苦害教会中几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去抓拿彼得。那时正是除酵的日子，希律拿了彼得收在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人，意思是要在月节后把他提出来，当着百姓办他。于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告神。希律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两条锁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍彼得的肋旁，拍醒了他，说：“快快起来！”那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。天使对他说：“束上带子，穿上靴子。”他就那样做。天使又说：“披上外衣，跟着我来。”彼得就出来跟着他。不知道天使所做的是真的，只当见了异象。过了第一层、第二层监牢，就来到临街的铁门，那门自己开了。他们出来走过一条街，天使便离开他去了。彼得醒悟过来，说：“我现在真知道，主差遣他的使者救我脱离希律的手，和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。”想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚之家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。彼得敲外门，有一个使女名叫罗大出来探听，听见是彼得的声音，就欢喜的顾不得开门，跑进去告诉众人说：“彼得站在门外。”他们说：“你是疯了。”使女极力的说：“是，真是他。”他们说：“必是他的天使。”彼得不住的敲门，他们开了门，看见他，就甚稀奇。彼得摆手，不要他们作声，就告诉他们主怎么样领他出监，又说：“你们把这事告诉雅各和众弟兄。”于是出去往别处去了。我们感谢赞美神赐给我们这宝贵的话语。那么这时候还没有听到之前，我们用点时间我们来祷告。那如果你方便的话我请你跪下来，不方便的话就请坐在原位上，那么同心来祷告。
We continue our study on the birth of the early church.
我们要继续来研讨的这个讲题呢，就是早期教会的形成。
The church was growing very well.
那我们看到呢，教会不断的在增长。
It started at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2.
在第二节呢，我们看到教会在五旬节的时候呢，形成了，成立了。
Thousands of Jews who never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那数以千计之前没有信主的人呢，的犹太人呢，他们也信主了。
And from Acts chapter 8 onwards, the gospel reached out to the Samaritans.
那么从第八章开始，《使徒行传》第八章开始呢，我们看到，这个福音呢就传给了撒玛利亚人。
And from Acts chapter 10, the gospel reached out to the Gentiles when Cornelius and the family were the first Gentile believers.
从第十章开始呢， 福音就传给了外邦人。我们看到哥尼流和他的一家呢，就成了教会成立之后的第一批信主的外邦人。
The Bible tells us that Satan is the god of this world.
那么圣经告诉我们呢，撒旦是这个世界的王。
Satan wants to deceive the world.
撒旦呢要欺骗这个世界。
He wants more and more sinners to die in their sin and join him in the lake of fire.
他希望呢有更多的世人呢相信他，然后跟他一起呢死在这个火湖里。
And so when the church was growing strong, many sinners became believers.
那当这个教会强劲的增长的时候呢，许多的人呢就成了基督徒。
Satan hates it.
这令这个撒旦感到非常的恨恶。
And so the best people to attack by Satan were the leaders.
那他认为呢最好的攻击目标呢就是教会的领袖。
And so the Bible says in Acts chapter 12 verse 1, Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church.
所以我们看到使徒行传第十二章第一节呢，就说到希律王下手苦害教会中几个人。
And the persons he targeted were James and Peter.
那么他的目标呢，就是雅各和彼得。
In verse 2, the Bible said that he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword.
那么第二节呢，就告诉我们说，希律用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
When he saw that this made the Jews who were unbelievers very happy, he wanted to do the same to Peter.
那么圣经接着告诉我们说，当希律王见到这个犹太人非常喜欢这样的事情呢，他就希望呢，对这个彼得做出同样的事。
And so before he killed Peter, he put him into prison, and then he put four soldiers to guard him to make sure that he would not escape.
那么在他杀害彼得之前呢，他就把彼得抓了起来，下到监狱里面，甚至就是安排四个兵丁呢来就是看管他。
He intended to kill Peter after Easter or Passover.
那么希律王呢，本来是要在逾越节之后呢。也就是复活节之后呢，来杀害这个彼得的。
This world is a world filled with sufferings.
这个世界呢是充满痛苦的。
Whether you are a Christian or not, we all know people suffer.
不管你是不是基督徒，我们都知道呢，这世人呢都是必须经历痛苦的。
The reason is because of sinful men.
那么原因就是因为有罪的人。
This world is a dangerous place.
这个世界呢，也是充满危险的地方。
You have hurricanes, you have fire, you have flood.
我们必须经历飓风，还有大火，甚至是洪水。
These are a result of the sin on this earth caused by man.
那么这个世界之所以会经历这一切呢，都是因为人的罪。
But no man could suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ except Christians.
但是没有人能够为主耶稣基督而受苦，除了基督徒之外。
James was killed because he died for Christ.
雅各被杀了，他是为主耶稣基督而死。
Peter was arrested and imprisoned because of Christ.
那彼得被抓了，下到监狱里，这一切也是为了主耶稣。
Suffering for Christ on this earth as we live for Christ is common.
那么当我们为这主耶稣基督而活的时候呢，我们因着他而受苦呢，是一件非常正常的事，一个非常普遍的事。
In the case of James, his service was concluded. The Lord took him home.
那么对于雅各来说呢，他在世上的这个事工呢已经完成了，那么神呢就将他带回了天国。
In the case of Peter,Herod wanted to also kill him, but the Lord says it is not time.
那对于彼得而言呢，希律要杀他，但是神说时候未到。
But both of them suffered for Christ.
但是他们两人呢，都为主而受苦。
As believers serving the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth, we must understand that we also suffer for Christ.
那么作为信徒，我们要在这世上服侍神的时候呢，我们必须明白，我们也要为主耶稣基督而受苦。
Make sure we are not suffering for wrongdoing.
那我们要确保自己的苦难呢，并不是因为自己所做的错事而导致的。
If it is not wrongdoing, then you are suffering for Christ.
那如果我们受苦不是因为我们做错了的话呢，我们就是为主而受苦了。
Peter was at peace in his heart.
那么彼得心里是有平安的。
He was not angry or bitter.
那么他被抓的时候呢，心里并没有非常的生气或者有。或者感到非常的苦楚。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
You look at verse 5.
我们来看第五节。
Look at Peter's reaction and response to his unjust imprisonment.
我们来看彼得呢，这样子无缘无故的被抓进监狱里，他的反应是怎样的？
While he was in prison, the Bible said that Peter prayed without ceasing. So prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
第五节告诉我们，于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告神。
When Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison.
第六节说，希律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。
The church prayed for him.
我们看到教会为彼得祷告。
Peter was at rest in his heart; he was sleeping.
而彼得呢，心里有平安，因为我们看到他当时还在睡觉。
If you are bitter, angry, upset, you cannot sleep.
如果你非常的生气，你心里非常的难过的话，你是睡不着的。
Suffering for Christ is an honor and a privilege.
那么为主而受苦呢，是一个基督徒的特权。
Our lives are in God's hands.
我们的生命呢，在神的手中。
How much time we have on this earth is in the hand of God.
那我们在世上有多少的年日呢，也在于主。
Whether He wants us to remain on earth or to take us home to glory, it's up to Him.
那么神要我们继续留在世上，或者将我们带回天家呢，一切都在于他。
But whatever it is, we must not sin against the Lord.
但无论如何呢，我们都不能得罪神。
We must understand that as we witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan will resist us.
那我们必须明白呢，当我们为主做见证的时候呢，撒旦一定会竭尽所能的来阻止我们。
Sometimes we can suffer the loss of property.
那有时候呢，我们会因此而失去我们的产业。
Sometimes we can suffer the loss of loved ones.
我们甚至可能失去我们的亲人。
Sometimes we can suffer the loss of our health.
我们可能因此失去我们的健康。
And we see this in our church as well.
我们甚至可以在我们的教会中看到这些例子。
Last week was a painful week for two of our church family members.
那么上个星期呢，对于我们教会的两个会友的家属而言呢，是一个非常痛苦的时日。
Sometime during the middle of last week, Deacon James Fu father suffered a stroke.
那么上个星期呢，我们福执事的父亲呢就中风了。
He is now in hospital.
那他现在就在医院里。
It was a major stroke.
而且这个他是严重的中风。
He was with us for service last Lord's Day.
那么上个主日呢，他实际上还跟我们一起敬拜主。
He had been coming for years.
而且他多年来都到教会来。
But sadly, he has not yet accepted Christ.
但是令人难过的是，他还没有信主。
Just yesterday.
那么昨天
，One of our church members' husband went overseas to play golf with his friends.
我们有一个会友的丈夫呢，就跟他的朋友到海外去。就是打这个高尔夫球。
Soon after he arrived at his destination, he suffered a stroke and he died.
那么他一抵达目的地呢，他就中风然后死了。
Our church member, his wife, had been witnessing to him.
那我们的这个会友呢，也就是这位先生的妻子呢，是多年来不断的向他传福音。
He had been given the gospel many times.
很多次呢，都向他传了福音。
Salvation is of the Lord.
但是救恩呢，是出于耶和华的。
Pray for these families.
我们要为这两个家属来祷告。
The two children have gone to make arrangements to bring the father back.
那我们的会友的这个两个孩子呢，他们现在已经到国外去安排把他们的父亲的遗体带回来。
These are the experiences in the lives of God's people.
那么这些都是神的子女呢在生命中所必须经历的。
These are aches and pains as we witness for the Lord Jesus Christ as part and parcel of our lives.
那么当我们为主做见证的时候呢，这些都是我们必然会经历的事。
Remember the moment you accepted Christ as Lord and as Savior, we are already fit for heaven.
那我们要记得，当我们接受主耶稣基督成为我们救主的那一刻呢，我们已经能够上天堂了。
We can go to heaven anytime, God says.
神说我们随时都配得上天堂。
But God says, I want you to remain on earth to be my holy witnesses.
但是神告诉我们说，我要你留在世上呢，作为我神这个圣洁的见证人。
And so Peter's time of service was not over yet.
所以对于彼得来说呢，他在世的这个事工还没有结束。
Even though Herod wanted to kill him,
即便是希律王有意要杀他，
God will deliver him.
但神会拯救他。
Look at verse 7 to verse 11.
我们从第七节看到第十一节。
No man could deliver Peter.
没有人能够拯救彼得。
Four soldiers were on guard to make sure he will not escape.
我们看到有四个兵丁呢，看守他，来确保他不要逃走。
But when God says, Peter, your service is not done yet, no one could take his life.
但是当神说彼得你在世的这个事工还没有结束，神如此说的话，就没有人能够取彼得的命。
When your life has been surrendered over to Christ, you will continue to have peace in your heart.
那么当你将自己的生命献上给主的时候呢，你的心里就会有平安。
That's why Peter was very sound asleep.
所以我们看到彼得呢，即便是在被提的前一夜呢，他还能够睡得非常的香甜。
He trusted in the Lord to do whatever is best for him.
因为他信靠神，他知道神会赐给他最好的。
If the Lord says, I want you to go home to be with me like James, Peter was ready.
那么如果神说，彼得啊，我要你像雅各一样，回天家的话，那么彼得也会欣然接受。
And the Lord sent an angel to deliver him.
但是主呢，却差遣了一个使者来拯救他。
The Bible said that when the angel came, the light shined in the prison.
圣经告诉我们呢，使者来到监狱里面呢，监狱里就有光照耀。
He smote Peter on the side and asked him to wake up.
那么天使就拍彼得的肋旁呢，拍醒了他，叫他起来。
Wake up quickly.
而且是快快起来。
Then as Peter woke up, suddenly the chains that bound him just fell off his hands.
那么当彼得起来的时候呢，突然间他锁住他的这个铁链呢，就突然脱落了下来。
You think the chains could hold Peter?
你认为这个铁链能锁住彼得吗？
No key was needed.
根本都不需要钥匙就可以脱落了。
The chain just fell off.
那个铁链不需要钥匙就自动脱落了。
Just like that.
就是如此。
Impossible with man, nothing so easy for God.
对人来说是非常不可能的事情，但是对神而言呢，这是非常轻易能够做到的。
And then Peter was told by the angel, "Gird yourself, bind up thy sandals." That means tie up your garment, get ready to move fast.
那么天使就对他说，束上带子，穿上鞋子，也就是说你快点，我们要准备离去了。
Put on your sandals. Let's hurry.
就是穿上鞋，我们要赶快走了。
Follow me.
来跟随我。
Then Peter went out and he followed the angel, and he did not know whether it was true or whether it was a dream.
那么彼得就出来跟着天使，他不知道这一切是不是真的，还是一个异象。
You know, sometimes when you're sleeping and you're in a deep sleep, you are dreaming.
那有时候呢，我们沉睡的时候会做梦。
And the dream can be so real as if It is a reality.
那么我们的梦境呢，好像非常的真实一样。
Have you had that experience before?
你是否有这样的一种经验呢？
I'm sure all of us have.
我相信我们每个人都有这样的经验。
And so Peter thought that he was dreaming, that he was escaping, an angel came and leading him out.
那彼得就可能以为说自己在做梦，然后梦见天使来救他。
And so as they passed the first and then the second ward, that is the second gate, They came to the last and final iron gate that led into the city.
那么他们就过了一层一层的这个监牢，就来到了临街的铁门。
And these doors kept on opening by itself.
然后这些门都是自己开的。
And then they went out, and they are now in a city, passing on through one street, and then suddenly the angel disappeared, and Peter was all alone in the city.
那么这个彼得和天使呢，就出了这个牢房，然后走过了一条街，天使就突然离开他去了，然后彼得就突然就发现自己是孤独一个人。
It was probably very early in the morning, and everyone probably was asleep in the city.
那么当时呢，很可能是非常早的一个时间，所以很多人应该还在睡梦中。
And so most likely Peter was standing there all by himself.
所以很可能呢，彼得站在街头呢是孤单一个人的。
And then suddenly he came to himself. He woke up.
那么他就突然醒悟了过来。
Am I still dreaming or is this real?
他就醒悟了过来，说：“哎，这是真的吗？还是我还在做梦？”
He is now standing in the midst of the city.
因为他突然间发现自己站在整个城的中间。
The Bible said, "And I know of a surety that the Lord has sent His angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod." And from all the expectation of the people of the Jews, they wanted to kill him. God delivered.
那么圣经就告诉我们说，彼得就说：“我现在真知道主差遣他的使者救我脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的，也就是犹太百姓盼望他被杀，但是神拯救了他。”
Peter was in prison for Christ.
那么彼得呢，是为了主耶稣的缘故而被下到监狱去。
Peter was delivered from prison by Christ.
那么，彼得呢，也是借着主耶稣呢，被拯救脱离牢房。
See, when we serve the Lord Jesus Christ faithfully, we have nothing to be afraid of.
那如果我们忠实的来侍奉主的话呢，我们没有什么好怕的。
We must continue to have peace in our heart.
我们心里呢必须时刻的有这个平安。
But you have to make sure that you are truly born again in Christ.
但是你必须确保自己是在主耶稣基督里真正重生的。
You have to make sure that you are truly suffering for Christ. You do not deceive yourself.
那么如果你受苦的话，你要确保自己是为了神的缘故，而不要欺骗自己。
And then you will have peace in your heart where you commit your whole life to the Lord.
那么你心里就会有平安，你就会把你的生命献上给主。
Remember, Peter was sound asleep when the deliverance came.
我们记得当主差遣使者来拯救彼得之前呢，彼得是睡得非常香甜的。
He just left it to the Lord.
他把一切都交托给上帝。
He knew the Lord had the power to deliver.
因为他知道呢，神呢是有能力来拯救他的。
You think the chains can hold Peter in prison? No.
你认为这铁链能够把这个彼得锁在这个牢房里吗？没有办法的。
There were three locked doors. You think they could keep Peter in prison? No.
我们看到一层一层的牢房呢，总共有三，至少有总共三道门。那些门能够把彼得锁在监狱里吗？没有办法。
Impossible with man, so easy for God.
对人而言是不可能的事情，但是对神而言呢是非常轻易的。
You think you lost your job because it happened by accident?
那如果你有一天你失去了工作，你认为那是一场意外吗？
You think man can stop God from providing for his children?
你认为神要供应他自己的子女，人可以阻止吗？
You trust in the Lord.
我们要信靠神。
You think a disease can afflict God's servant without God's permission?
你认为在没有神的允许下，疾病能够来就是入侵这个信徒的身体吗？
If God wants us to serve Him in prison, we serve Him in prison with joy in our heart.
那如果神要我们在监狱里面侍奉他的话，我们就要抱着喜乐的心去侍奉他。
But we know God has the power to deliver us out of any prison on earth.
那我们也知道呢，神有这个大能，能够把我们从这世界上任何的监狱里面呢，拯救出来。
If God wants us to serve Him for the rest of our life with a sickness, we serve Him with a sickness.
那如果神要我们带着病痛呢，一生来 一生的来服侍他的话呢，我们也要抱着这个病痛喜乐的来服侍他。
God can heal all diseases if He so chooses.
因为如果神若愿意的话呢，他能够医治所有的疾病。
We know He can.
我们知道他可以。
Our responsibility is to have faith and to trust in Him.
那我们所需要做的，我们的职责呢，就是要信靠他，要有信心。
That whatever God wants for us in this life of service, we thank God.
不管神要求我们在这世上的事工里面要做什么呢，我们都要抱着感恩的心。
We trust God.
我们也要信靠他。
Whether in the darkest moment or in the brightest moment of our lives, we continue to trust in God.
不管是在我们生命中最黑暗或者最光明的时候呢，我们都要相信，都要信靠他。
Our trust in God must be strong and constant.
我们对于神的信心呢，必须是非常强大的，而且必须是不断持续下去的。
This imprisonment was good for Peter.
那么对于彼得而言呢，这一次被下到监狱里面，对他是好的。
Peter now can say in his heart, I know in my heart.That I am prepared to go to prison and to die for Christ.
因为彼得现在他可以蛮有信心的说，我真知道，我愿意为主耶稣基督被下到监狱里，愿意为他而死。
This is not a theoretical mental experience.
那么他这样的一个经历呢，并不是就是只是自己想想而已。
Peter was not.Imagining in his mind, I am prepared to suffer for Christ and go to prison for Christ.
他并不是在脑子里说，哦，我愿意为神而受苦，愿意为神而死。
This was real.
而是非常真实的经历了这样的一个
过程。It actually happened in Peter's life.
而是在彼得的生命里确确实实的发生了。
He now knows in his heart that I have experience in my life that I'm prepared to go to prison and die for Christ.
那么他确实用他的生命去真实的经历了这样的一个经验，也就是他愿意为神受苦，为神死。
Peter passed the test.
那么彼得及格了。
The imprisonment was good for Peter.
对于彼得而言呢，这个被下到监狱里是好的。
He became stronger in the faith.
他的信心被坚固了。
But the blessing was not only limited to Peter.
那么可是彼得所得到的福气 并不仅仅限于自己。
His deliverance and imprisonment was also good for other believers.
那么他被下到监狱里还有他的得救呢，对于其他的信徒而言呢，也是蛮有福分的。
Remember we read in chapter 5, the people never stopped praying for Peter.
那我们从使徒行传第五章呢，看到呢，信徒呢不断不住的为彼得祷告。
So the church members who pray for Peter, they were also strengthened in their faith.
是从第五节，对不起。所以我们看到呢，教会的人呢，他们为彼得不断的祷告的时候呢，他们的信心也得到坚固。
Look at verse 12 to verse 17.
我们再来看十二到十七节。
And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark.Where many were gathered together praying.
那么这个彼得被得救了之后呢，他就到那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚的家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
Peter was knocking at the door of the gate of the house.
那么彼得就敲着这户人家的门。
A damsel came to find out who was knocking. Her name was Rhoda.
那么就有一个使女名叫罗大的，就出来看看是谁在敲门。
When she heard Peter's voice, she did not open the gate because she was so happy. She ran into the house to tell the people who were praying.
那么当罗大听到是彼得的声音的时候，她非常的高兴，高兴到她顾不得开门，就跑进去告诉众人说彼得来了。
The church members who were praying could not believe what Rhoda said.
那么聚集在那里祷告的这些会众呢，他们不相信罗达的话。
How could Peter escape?
彼得怎么可能逃出监狱呢？
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
But then she constantly continued to say, "Yes, it is Peter." They said, "No, it is angel."
可是这使女却极力的说，真的是彼得。可是他们却说，应该是他的天使吧。
They even said she was mad.
他们甚至说这个使女呢疯了。
But Peter kept on knocking.
但是彼得不断的在敲门。
And then when they opened the door, they saw him. They were amazed. They were astonished.
那么当他们开了门，看见彼得的时候，他们就非常的惊奇。
And then Peter beckoned unto them with a hand to hold their peace, and he declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And then he said, "Go, show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place.
彼得就摆手不要他们作声，就告诉他们主怎样领他出监，又说你们把这事告诉雅各和众弟兄，于是出去往别处去了。
The James in verse 17 is another James.
那么我们在十七节看到的这个雅各呢，是另外一个雅各。
The James who died in verse 2 was James the Greater.
那么我们看到呢，在第二节就是被杀的这个雅各呢，是另外一个雅各，他是约翰的哥哥雅各。
There was another James called the son of Alphaeus. He is known as the James the Lesser.
那我们看到呢，在十七节的这个雅各呢，是另外一个雅各。那第二节的那个雅各是大雅各，在这个十七节的雅各呢，被称为小雅各。
It could also be James, the half-brother of Christ.
那这个雅各呢，也可能呢，是十七节的这个雅各，也可能是主耶稣基督，这个的母亲玛利亚所生的另外一个这个儿子。
He was the James in Acts chapter 15, who will be the moderator to oversee a particular church doctrine problems, doctrinal problems.
也就是在《使徒行传》第十五章出现的这个雅各。
He is most likely the James who also wrote the epistle of James.
也就是就是撰写雅各书的这个雅各。
This is the traditional view.
这是传统上人们就是这样的去人们的看法。
Peter was encouraged.
那么彼得呢，他的信心被坚固了。
The church members who prayed were encouraged.
那么我们也看到为他祷告的这个教会的会众呢，他们也被坚固了。
And they were told to tell other leaders to encourage them as well.
那么彼得就告诉他们说，要把这些事情呢告诉其他的弟兄，好叫他们的心呢也可以受到激励。
Because to attack the apostles, the leaders of the church, was a very devastating attack.
因为这个攻击呢，就是这些希律王撒旦呢攻击这些教会的领袖的这个程度是非常令人惊讶的。
Remember at this time the church was very young.
我们要记得在这个时候呢，教会还是非常年轻的。
There were very few churches.
当时呢，当时候呢，只有几所教会而已。
Today you have thousands, if not millions, of churches all over the world.
那么今天在世界各地呢，却有数以千计、数以万计的这个教会。
When Satan attacks churches and he succeeds, and one or two churches dies, the church movement is still very large and strong.
那么即便是撒旦呢成功的攻击了一些教会，使到那些教会瓦解了，但是这个教会的运动仍然是非常强劲的。
But at this time, the churches were only a handful.
但是在那个时候呢，只有几所教会而已。
And the church in Jerusalem was mother church.
而且在耶路撒冷的这个教会呢，是母教会。
And all the other churches that were founded continued to look to mother church in Jerusalem for spiritual strength and support.
那么其他地方就是成立的这个分会呢，他们继续的就是跟随这个母教会在属灵上呢继续以这个母教会作为榜样。
Nearly all the New Testament books were not written yet.
而且这个时候呢其他的这个新约的书呢都还没有被写好。
They have not gone on their first mission trip yet.
而且他们都还没有出去进行他们首次的这个宣教活动。
Imagine how dangerous it was when the church was so young and the leaders came under severe attack.
所以我们可以想象在那个时候呢，教会还非常的就是处于一个非常年轻的阶段，如果他这个领袖呢却遭到非常严厉的这个攻击，那是非常危险的。
Peter's work on earth was not done yet.
那我们知道彼得在世上的工作还没有完成。
That's why the Lord delivered him by sparing his life.
所以神就救他脱离了这个监狱，使他免于死。
And his deliverance strengthen and encourage the faith of all those who prayed for him.
那么他的得救呢，就激励了那些为他祷告的这些基督徒的心。
And it was to be reported to other leaders and believers to also strengthen their faith.
而且他们被告知要把这些事呢告诉其他的弟兄姐妹，好叫他们的心也受到激励。
And so it is recorded in Holy Scriptures to also strengthen our faith.
所以这个事件呢也被记录在圣经里面，好叫我们后人呢在看的时候呢，我们的信心也得到坚固。
What is your feeling regarding this incident?
那么，当你看到这样的一个事件的时候呢，你的心里有什么感受呢
？Does it strengthen your faith?
是不是能坚固你的信心呢
？To know that our lives on earth are in God's loving hand.
让你知道你的生命在我们爱我们的神的手里呢
？The title for this morning's message is the deliverance.
那今天我们早上的这个讲题呢是得释放。
Please do not limit your understanding to only Peter's deliverance.
我们不要限制我们的就是我们在明白这个讲题的时候不能够限于只是说这个彼得的释放。
Please also include James, the brother of John, who was killed with the sword as God's way of delivering him as well.
那么这个得释放呢，实际上也包括呢这个约翰的哥哥雅各，就是那被杀害的这个雅各，因为神是通过这样的方式呢来使他得释放。
James, the brother of John, his work was done. The Lord delivered him. He has gone home to be with the Lord.
约翰的哥哥雅各在世上的这个事工已经完成了，所以神呢就将他接回天家。
He has been delivered.From this sin-sick world, and he has gone home to be with the Lord.
那么神呢，就将他从这个充满罪恶的世界里面呢释放出来，让他回到天国与神同在。
His service for Christ was completed.
他为基督所做的事工呢已经完成了。
Peter's service was not yet completed.
而彼得呢，他的事工还没有完成。
He had not yet written First and Second Peter, for example.
比如说他当时还没有写好这个彼得前书和后书。
There was still much work for Peter to do.
彼得还有很多的工作要做。
And so the Lord delivered him from the hands of men from imprisonment to continue the work of the Lord.
那么神呢就将他从人的手呢从监狱里面释放出来，好叫他能够继续的服侍神。
And one day the Lord will also take Peter home and deliver him from this sin-sick world.
那么有一天呢，神也要将这个彼得从彼得呢释放出来，从这个充满罪的世界里面释放出来，回到天家。
It is reported that Peter, when he was arrested, they wanted to crucify him.
那么据说呢，彼得被抓了之后呢，他又被抓，然后他们就是那些兵丁呢，他要将他钉死在十字架上。
Peter said to them, I am not worthy to die like my Lord Jesus Christ. Crucify me upside down.
那么彼得就告诉兵丁说，我不配跟我的主耶稣一样的方式死，所以请你们把我就是倒过来钉死吧。
And Peter was crucified upside down. And that's how the Lord took him home.
所以彼得呢是倒过来被钉在这个木头上的，那么神就通过这样的方式释放他，将他带回天家。
As children of the living God and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, be faithful.
我们作为神的子女，作为基督的门徒呢，我们要忠于他。
Suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ, it is an honor and a privilege.
这是我们的荣幸，能够为主而受苦。
And trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.To see how he will want to deliver us.
而且我们也要信靠神，相信他，不管他如何的来释放我们。
Whether it is from this sin-sick world by death or by freedom, it does not matter. Our lives are in his hands.
不管是像雅各一样呢，通过死呢，从这个充满罪的世界获得释放，或者是像彼得那样从人的手呢释放出来，我们都要继续的信靠神。
Continue to live a life of holiness and witness for Christ.
我们要继续的为主呢做一个美好的见证。
Pray without ceasing.
我们要不住的祷告。
Learning to give thanks in all things.
我们要学习凡事谢恩。
And rejoice evermore.
我们要常常喜乐。
And your life will indeed bring blessing to other believers, like what Peter did in this account.
那你的生命就能像彼得一样呢，在这个事件中的彼得一样呢，把福气呢也带给其他人。
And when it is time for us to say thank you, Lord, for this life of service on this earth, be ready to go home anytime.
那么，当我们能够感谢我们的神呢，帮助我们在这世上的事工之际呢，我们也要做好准备呢，离开这个充满罪的世界，回到天国。
Christians have the best life on this earth.
那么，基督徒呢，在这个世上呢，其实拥有一个最好的生命。
Because we are the only ones who can suffer for Christ, the Son of God.
因为只有我们能够为神的儿子主耶稣基督受苦。
We can live a life to point sinners to the Savior for Jesus' sake.
我们为了主耶稣基督呢，必须活出一个生命呢，将非信徒呢指向主耶稣。
How God deliver us, we leave it to Him.
那神要怎么样释放我们呢？我们将这一切呢交托在他的手中。
Whether it is by way of James or by way of Peter, it does not matter.
不管是通过雅各的方式，还是用通过彼得的方式呢，都没有关系。
Because we are ready to meet the Lord anytime. Be faithful, even unto death.
我们因为我们随时已经做好准备与我们的神同在，所以我们要忠于神，直到终身。
I hope this is how Peter's imprisonment would encourage us, just as it encouraged the church members who prayed for him.
那我希望呢，彼得被下到监狱里面的这个经验呢，能够激励我们的心，就好像他的这段经历激励他为他祷告的这个会众的心一样。
Whatever you are going through right now, the Lord knows.
不管你现在正在经历什么痛苦，神都知道。
Just keep on trusting him.
只要我们不断地来信靠他，
He will deliver.
他必定会拯救我们。
He never fails.
他不会令我们失望。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们充满恩典怜悯的天父。
May thou be very gracious and merciful to encourage our hearts as we study the imprisonment of your servant Peter.
当我们读这段经文有关彼得被下到监狱里的这段经文的时候呢，求主你施恩给我们，激励我们的心。
We know our lives are in your loving hands.
我们知道我们的生命就在你爱的圣手当中。
Whether you deliver us the way that you deliver James or Peter, we trust in thee. May the peace of God abide in our hearts that we may continue to trust in thee.
愿神你的平安与我们同在，好叫我们能够继续的信靠你。
We pray, O Lord, for Deacon James and his family at this time.
我们为这扶植士和他的家人祷告。
May thou be merciful to his father.
求主怜悯他的父亲。
Soften his heart that he may come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior during this illness.
求主在他的心里面动工，好叫他能够在这段期间呢，来相信主耶稣基督，成为他的救主。
Grant wisdom to the doctors as they look after him.
我们也求主赐给医生有智慧来照顾他。
Grant opportunities to his wife and to James as they share the gospel with James' father.
也求主帮助扶植士以及他的母亲呢，能够有这个智慧来传福音给他的父亲。
We pray, O Lord, also for our sister Mary.
我们也为这玛丽姐妹向你祷告。
May thou be merciful to her and grant her thy comfort in the loss of her husband.
求主怜悯她，她失去了她的丈夫。我们求主赐给她平安。
Be with her children as they make arrangements to bring the father's body back to Singapore.
也求主帮助他的孩子呢，当他们去安排如何的把这个父亲的遗体运回新加坡。
Through this difficult time, may thou help Mary to share Christ, continue to share Christ with her children and other family members.
即便是在如此痛苦的时候呢，也求主继续的帮助玛丽姐妹呢，能够继续 跟他的孩子们呢传扬神的福音。
Comfort Mary's heart at this time.
求主你安慰玛丽的心。
May your love for her continue to grow stronger in her heart as she witnesses for the Lord in these last days.
当他在这末日里为你做见证的时候，求主你对他的爱不断的增长。
Help us also, Lord, to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom.
也求主帮助我们来数算自己的年日，好叫我们得着智慧。
May we all look deep into our own hearts and repent of all our sins.
我们要检查自己的心，好叫我们能够就是为我们所有所犯的罪向你忏悔祷告。
Renew our love for thee and our fervency and our zeal for service unto the Lord.
求主更新我们对你的爱以及我们对侍奉你的这个热忱。
Cleanse us and wash us of all our sins by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主用主耶稣基督的宝血来洗净我们一切的罪。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，感恩奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。